Before I look, very blue already, but no, it's good.
Okay, I will do it.
Every day is afternoon. No.
I will make some support in the back, no glue.
Oh, okay. I hold it. Inshallah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Every day, every time.
Yeah. I'll make support, not glue.
Okay, good. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Zero four, double zero, zero. Yeah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحانك اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. سبحانك اللهم لا فهم لنا إلا ما فهمتنا إنك أنت الجواد الكريم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، رب زدني علما، رب زدني علما. وروى ابن ماجه بسنده أيضا عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن الله لا يطلع في ليلة النصف من شعبان فيغفر لجميع خلقه إلا لمشرك أو منافق. And what we spoke about last week, the month of Sha'ban, and the month of Sha'ban, we're still on the month of Sha'ban. And what have we heard from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the month of Sha'ban? That's what we're going to discuss. Anything besides that, bid'atun wa kulla bid'atin dalala wa kulla dalalatin fi nar. Whatever guidelines we have from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this month of Sha'ban or any on the month of the year, it is most welcome. Anything besides that, it is not from our sunnah and it is a bid'ah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiveness in the middle of Sha'ban that encompasses the believers and deprives the people of animosity, grudges, hatreds, and disbelievers. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah looks down on the night of the middle of Sha'ban, which was last night. This year, it was last night. And forgives all of his creation except for a polytheist and a munafiq. This hadith is narrated by Ibn Majah and authenticated by Ibn Hibban. Ibn Hibban says, لا حرج وهذا حديث حسن. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does he do on this special night, 15th of Sha'ban? While others, the people of hateness, of animosity, a believer who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who loves Allah azza wa jal, who loves the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wakes up, read two rak'at. Wakes his wife up, qu anfusakum, darling, two rak'at. Make dua for me, make dua for the family, make dua for the kid, make the dua for ummah. Those people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them. In the hadith, there's two type of people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't forgive. One, it says, mushrik, polytheist, of course, who does shirk, billah azza wa jal. And when we're talking about shirk here, we're talking about shirk akbar. And munafiq, a hypocrite. In the hadith, it says, mushrik, and if there is a misunderstanding between two brothers, they don't talk to each other. Okay, Allah says, these two, leave it. He doesn't leave it standby. He says, leave it standby. Now, if they talk to each other, if they make up, just by assalamu alaikum, they're forgiven. If not, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So therefore, this is month of rahmah, of mercy. Forgive each other. Be tolerant to each other. Look, we may not get on with everyone. Everyone's got his own personality. But there's one janda, one flag that unites us. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةَ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Believers are brothers. Do not create in your society animosity, hatred. No. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. Any misunderstanding, creator, try to create a brotherhood. If anyone was to say anything about anyone, do not go spread it. Give him some common sense. Tell him, who you're talking about is your Muslim brother. Who you're mentioning is your Muslim brother. He's got shortcomings. Hide them. Hide his shortcomings.
Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might hide ours on the Day of Judgment when we stand in front of Him fi yawm al-hisab. That's what it is. And in this special month, ما بينهما شحناء comes in the riwayat. Two brothers between them, two meme, like they say. Huh? The misunderstanding, they don't talk to each other. So, servant of Allah, ibad Allah, pardon, overlook, show mercy, be tolerant, and communicate with one another. This guy is a Pakistani, this one is a Moroccan, this one is a Bangladeshi, this one is Arab, this one is Indian, this... Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got no nationality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the Arabs. And they had it for many years. Once they've given dunya priority of a deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to someone else. Therefore, as long as you show all these good qualities and you communicate, and when you communicate with your Muslim brother, regardless his nationality, regardless his background, when you communicate with a Muslim brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts your name forward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts your actions forward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts everything of you forward. In a sense, what I mean, put forward, people learn from you. People learn from you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you tool. Your tool is the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Simple. Akhlaq al-mu'ashara. We need al-akhlaq wal-mu'ashara. Living together and of course discipline. So forgive is a discipline. Tolerant is a discipline. Showing mercy, that's a discipline. On the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the gates of Jannah are opened on Monday and Thursdays, and every servant who does not associate anything with Allah is forgiven, except a man between whom and his brother there is enmity or misunderstanding. It is said, look at these two people, they reconcile. Look at these two until they reconcile. Look at these two until they reconcile. Brothers, this hadith means, do not wait for the first day of Ramadan and fast. You have to prepare for Ramadan. For example, throughout the whole year, okay, we say, mashallah, everyone, that me first, we forget Siyam. We do forget Siyam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this month of Sha'ban, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even told us. And he told Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this is a month between Rajab and Ramadan. Our Muslim Ummah community neglects, forget, do not take into consideration. Fast Mondays and Thursdays. Or you should have fasted, for example, these 3 days, 13, 14, 15. Like Mulana mentioned it last month. Get your body, just like physically, there's a physical preparation. Same way there is a spiritual preparation. So Sha'ban, first of all, what you need to do, a hadith narrated by Imam Muslim, first thing you need to do by Sha'ban is get used to Siyam. Get used to fasting. Bring fasting into your daily life. There's some people, they fast the month of Sha'ban. And that's good for them. There's two things. Health and sawab and ajr. Muhammad Sassim says, Sumu tasihu. And of course, any action that's done for Allah Azza wa Jal is rewarded. And any action, look at any action. If there is an action that is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and discreet, it is siyam. People do not know what you had for lunch or you had for dinner. People do not know if you're fasting if you don't tell them that I'm fasting. Therefore, the ajr, the sawab, It is guaranteed. Guaranteed. Now, inshallah ta'ala, for these 2 weeks left, let us fast on Mondays and Thursdays. Regarding the hadith saying that you're not allowed to fast the last 15 days of Sha'ban. Hadithun da'ifun la aslala. According to Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala. The hadith that says, and I checked it this morning, I did my research this morning, that you shouldn't fast these last 2 weeks of Sha'ban. Hadithun da'if. According to Ibn Baz. You could fast Mondays, you could fast Thursdays. First of all. Second of all, our ulama, jazahumullah an khayr, say if fasting has an effect on you physically, some people they do physically, fasting has an effect on them. So do not fast these last 2 weeks. Get ready for Ramadan. Because in Ramadan, at the starting of the month, there is Adni, the person is there, is fresh. And we need that at the beginning. At the beginning of the month, you need that freshness, that tahajjud, qiyam, taraweeh. We need all that. Based on that, that's how you're going to make your daily basis for the rest of the month. Because if fasting has an effect on you, first week or first 2 weeks, after 1 week or after 2 weeks, let it be in Ramadan. Because you will have your habits. Do you understand? After 1-2 weeks, your habits are there. If you used to go Taraweeh, you'll still be going Taraweeh. If you wake up for Qiyam, you'll still be waking up for Qiyam. But now, if you fast these 2 weeks of Sha'ban, for example, and fasting has an effect on you physically, and you don't do anything because, of course, the environment is not there. If you don't do Qiyam, and you don't do Taraweeh, you know, the first day of Ramadan, you'll be knocked. So the whole month of Ramadan, you'll spend it in bed. Does it make sense what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? If it makes sense. This is ulama, they say, if fasting in a general way has a... Some people, they're ill. For example, some people, they've got diabetes. Some people, they can't, for example, they can't fast in winter, but they can't fast in summer. Everyone and his different habits. Those people, yes. And everyone knows his body. So therefore, brothers, to say, I don't fast last 2 weeks because Muhammad said in a hadith, hadithun la asla lahu. But ulama, they say, and ulama, هذه الأمة, they say, عصرنا, they say, according to what we see and the experience and what we live, if there is someone who the siyam has a physical impact on him, could use this hadith, but not as a sunnah, as a ilaj, a cure. Last 2 weeks, get ready for Ramadan. Get your energy. And leave the tiredness for the month of Ramadan. Because the first 2-3 days, sometimes the time that you get used to, you do get some headaches. And because this changing of habits, your body changes, which is totally normal. Even a youngster, it happened to a youngster. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of deen. Bayan is not finished yet, inshallah ta'ala. We will finish it next week, next Friday. Inshallah ta'ala. Pray sunnah, and then Mulana inshallah ta'ala will have quite a few announcements to make inshallah ta'ala for the upcoming month of Ramadan. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al mursalin. Alhamdulillah.
space in front of you, please try and fill the gaps. Jazakallah. If you find the gaps, please fill them so the person who's coming can easily get the space downstairs. Please move forward, Jazakallah. Please move forward. Hello.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المنزل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وقال تعالى ومن يعمل سوءا أو يظلم نفسه ثم يستغفر الله يجد الله غفورا رحيما عباد الله بهذه المحاسبة وبالتوبة والاستغفار يجب علينا أن نستقبل رمضان عن أبي يعلى شداد بن أوس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله الأماني رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن إن شهر رمضان شهر مغنم وأرباح والتاجر الحاذق يغتنم المواسم ليزيد من أرباحه. فاغتنم هذا الشهر بالعبادة، لنبدأ بالاستغفار وكثرة الصلاة وقراءة القرآن والعفو عن الناس والإحسان إلى الغير والتصدق على الفقراء. أقول ما تسمعون واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. روى ابن ماجه مسنده أيضا عن أبي موسى الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن الله لا يطلع في ليلة نصف من شعبان فيغفر لجميع خلقه إلا لمشرك أو منافق. اللهم احفظنا من الشرك، اللهم احفظنا من النفاق، اللهم اجعلنا من أهل الإيمان. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه باسمه وثنى بملائكة قدسه. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربعة وعن العشرة المبشرة وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم أتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم يا مسلف القلوب سلف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العلي الجليل يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأهم وأعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Brothers, you know, we have a tenant here in our masjid house. There's a Bangladeshi family lives here, I think just two houses away from here. The sister, the mother, they had a stroke last night, and a very severe stroke, and admitted in a hospital in Nottingham. Just got the news from the neighbor just before Jumu'ah. So please pray for sister. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give her shifa kamila ajila daima mustamira. Also, brother Abid, dad also was in a hospital. I'm not sure if he's still in a hospital. Please pray for him as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him shifa kamila. All the brothers who's who from the Ummah al-Muslimah, whoever Muslim brothers sisters are not well, please pray for everybody. May Allah give all the Muslimin shifa kamila ajila daima mustamira. Also, there is a brother, his mom passed away in Pakistan. So request for the dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her Jannatul Firdaus. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all Muslimin Jannatul Firdaus, inshallah. As I made an announcement in last Jumu'ah that inshallah we will be leaving either before Ramadan or during the month of Ramadan to Egypt, inshallah, in order to send your amana. As you know, the situation is very dire and you know, very bad. And please pray for especially for the Palestine. Tomorrow, I don't know, I think I heard yesterday's news. Today's news, I seen that the Hamas said they will release the hostages. And inshallah, this treaty, this whatever the treaty agreement, basically they had remained. And the situation remained calm. May Allah protect the Ummah, inshallah. So please pray for the Palestine so nothing starts, nothing happens. As the Yahud, they were keep breaking the treaty, the agreement they had. So therefore, Hamas says, we're not going to release. And for that reason, basically, there were going to be war again. So alhamdulillah, I've heard the news today that inshallah, you know, they will release and things will be calm and remain calm. As far as the Yahud is concerned, if you look at the history of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the even the before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, since the Yahud came in existence, since the Musa alayhi salatu wasallam, if you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran in the 27 separa, 27 Hizb. In Arabic we call it Hizb. In our we call it Juz, or 27 Juz, Sipara. Allah mentions about the Musa alayhi salam and the story of Yahud, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only mentioned twice the name of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ and مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Right? So look at, and why Allah keep reminding, because this nation, Allah blessed them with so much of things. Yet, they broke the treaty with even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even with the Anbiya kiram alayhi salatu wa salam. Yeah? If you look at the history of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, what they said in the end? إِذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلْ إِنَّ هَاهُنَا قَاعِدٌ. Go, you, Musa, you and your Lord, go and fight with Fir'aun. We're not coming to fight with you. This is the Jew, right? So, even if you look at the history of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had agreement that if anyone attack on us, on the Muslim, you will not join them, and you will be with us. So, what happened when, in the time of the Battle of Trench, when they attack? The Ghatfan and the Mushrikeen, they broke the treaty. And they got alliance with them, with the non-Muslimin. And they broke the treaty with Muslim. So, and then they were, you know, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took them out of the Medina and put them into Khaybar. Again, there was a conditions. Again, they broke that treaty in Khaybar. So then in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he got rid of them from the even Khaybar, and he kicked them out from the Arab Peninsula. However, this is the history. I just told you briefly. This is the history of Yahud. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, specifically for Nasara and Yahud, وَلَن تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودِ وَلَن نَصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. They will not be pleased with you until you obey them. Until you obey them. They will not be pleased with you. Okay? So this is the Quran, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned. However, pray for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy, inshallah. They are standing firm. They are fighting for the land. They are fighting for the Masjidul Aqsa. So pray for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them victory. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the ummah and protect the Muslimin, khasatan from Palestine and West Bank. Still, you know, they're taking a lot of land, and there's a lot of problem going on in the West Bank. Regardless, the Gaza is calm, but still now they started there. So they just try to incite, you know, the Muslimin, so they can start, so they can have an excuse again, so in order for them to go back again into Gaza and start the war. So they're just looking for an excuse. However, we do whatever in our hand, what Allah gave us, help them, whatever we can, inshallah, pray for them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. Jazakumullah khairan. So brothers, as I mentioned in last Jumu'ah, try and donate generously, whatever you can, inshallah. Last Jumu'ah, alhamdulillah, we have started. We will be going again to Egypt, inshallah, and in order to deliver the aid, send the aid into Gaza. So try and donate generously, £40. We have mentioned the food package. So one food pack is going to be £40. And even if you donate now, you will still be, inshallah, you will be rewarded as you have donated into month of Ramadan. Jazakumullah khair.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد لا إله إلا الله أشهد لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب سلف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم العفو والعافية والمعافاة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة نطلبك للأحباب والإخوان والأخوات الذي طلبوا من الدعاء يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم من أوصانا واستوصانا بالدعاء فيسر له ولا تعسر عليه واشف مرضاه وعاف مبتلاه ورحم موتاه يا أكرم الأكرمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
Thank you. Yeah.